From Peoria Public Radio, this is Out and About. I'm Nathan Irwin.
And I'm Suzette Boulay of Arts Partners of Central Illinois. This week we're talking with David Commande, Artistic Director of the Heartland Festival Orchestra. They're presenting a concert, New Year's Greeting, tomorrow night at Five Points, Washington. David, always good to have you back.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Now, over the last couple of seasons, this New Year's concert has kind of broadened its scope a little bit. The first few years, it was a concert of Viennese waltzes, and over the years, you've expanded it first to include show tunes and now film music.
Yes, in fact, the original inspiration was my experience in Vienna. I love the New Year's. My wife and I were there for a New Year's concert while we were students there. And I love that music. But cello in the Volksoper Orchestra in Vienna, a lot of Strauss waltz and dance music and so forth. So I love that music, and I wanted to get started with that tradition here. But after a season, in the second season or the third season, I began adding show tunes, Broadway musicals, because that is, after all, what has come down to us from the Viennese operetta and this pleasure music. So we added that in, and so it's been New Year's Greeting Vienna to Broadway. But this year, because we've added a new terpsichorean element, the dance is coming on board, as well as some tunes which first saw light of day, so to speak, in Hollywood, in films.
Well, then that seems kind of appropriate, because as I was thinking about this, Viennese Strauss-style waltzes kind of occupy the same cultural space in the 19th century that Broadway musicals and Hollywood films occupy for us 150 years later. They kind of had that middle ground where they're high art, but they're also popular art at the same time. So they seem like forms that would sit well with each other.
Well, I love that aspect, and I love music that speaks immediately to the listener or the viewer, and of course, adding the dance element. I've had loads of experience working with dancers, and especially ballet, but also this kind of dancing, which is like what people have seen on Dancing with the Stars, you know, ballroom dancing, as well as tap dance and so forth. This adds that physicality to the musical beauty as well, and it has an immense appeal. It's so much fun. Of course, musicals have always been famous for the dance element in them. And for that matter, way back when, the operas in France and in Paris had to have ballet as well. So we're just doing it all tomorrow.
And talking about the physicality, do you physically have to move around your orchestra so that there's more space for the movement?
Yes, we're setting up the orchestra upstage so that there's a good swath of territory open to our two soloists.
Your soloists for this concert are Kirby Ward and Joan Hess, so you'll have them dancing as well as singing?
Yes, that's right. They'll be all over the stage. And they are a regular team. They perform around the country with lots of symphonic presentations. And, of course, each one of them is amazingly experienced. Joan Hess has lots of experience, not just on Broadway, but in television and film and PBS specials. She's amazingly experienced and accomplished. And the same is true of Kirby Ward, who is known even on TV as well as on Broadway and in film specials. So we're lucky that we're on their calendar at all. And but this is a show that they do take around, the one that is called Dancing and Romancing. Now, we have a few twists and turns that are added in there, and of course there's always a surprise in addition. But they'll be doing tunes like I Won't Dance, Jerome Kern, music of Gershwin. One of those tunes is Johnny One Note, and the wonderful Shall We Dance from Crazy for You. These are immortal tunes and numbers as well with dance to them. So people should think Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers. And in fact, part of my pleasure in preparation for this performance has been doing my research into these early performances. And in this day of the internet, you can go online and you can see these excerpts on a YouTube and see how Fred and Ginger did all of these tunes. But they're going to come alive on our stage tomorrow.
I'm always interested in the stories behind how someone like you notifies these folks, or how did you recruit these two big stars?
Well, you got to know people who know people. You got to have the right friends, and it comes through experience in the career, and you make trusted friends in the business who don't steer you wrong. You can count on them to help you find the right soloists.
You know, it got me thinking that at this time of the year, when it's cold and you perhaps don't want to be outside, this is a good concert to have, something that has a lot of physicality to it, something that's very active and up-tempo and physical, as opposed to, you know, some other concerts that are designed more for someone to sit back and just take the music in as audio.
Some works of art are contemplative, meditative, and others just are there to get you going. And we are way stronger on the scale of getting folks going in tomorrow's program. In fact, this is one of the most upbeat programs we've ever done. So there won't be a lot of navel gaze in this concert. I mean, we also have a great jazz element in it, because we're doing a couple of numbers that everybody knows and loves. We're going to do a setting of Sing, Sing, Sing of Benny Goodman, and Glenn Miller's In the Mood. We've got the Overture to 42nd Street. These are really wonderful jazz tunes that everybody, it'll be hard to stay still in your seat, actually.
And so when the folks leave this wonderful program, how are you hoping they'll feel?
Exhilarated, which is the whole concept of our New Year's greeting. I mean, we're all, and especially now, we're hunkered down under the polar vortices, and we're trying to figure out how to get started after our various holiday breaks. And, you know, this is a time to celebrate, and to celebrate properly, you really have to throw some energy into it, and that's the idea behind this concert.
You know, it seems like a concert like this might get people charged up. It might get people in a mood where they want to get up and dance. Is that something that you are thinking about possibly incorporating into future iterations of this kind of concert?
Oh, but we are so stuffy and staid in our concerts. Not. People sometimes are inspired to respond in our concerts, and I love that. And we will have to explore. Obviously, the Five Points Washington Theater is not set up for everybody to be free to dance all over the place.
Yeah.
On the other hand, we're not going to be strapping anybody into their seats. It's such an open and inviting space. So it'll be fun, and I think people will be exhilarated. And people should also know, given the weather, that we make bus trips available to some folks who may want to come over from Peoria. If people would rather not drive themselves over there, they can go by Touche Restaurant by the corner of Knoxville and Pioneer Parkway there. Bus leaves there at 6:15, or a little later at 6:30, the bus is continued past Junction City, and they drive right to the theater, and there's a little bit of time at the end of the concert, but then it drives them right back. So you don't have to worry about parking. My understanding is there are one or two other events going on over there in Washington, so that's one thing to keep in mind, and the bus ride is only $5. So people can call, and they should, 339-3943 if they'd like to reserve a spot on the bus.
And as is a custom, you always have a community partner. It's Foster Pet Outreach. Talk about how you chose them.
Well, we're always seeking to help raise the profile of worthy causes and local causes, and also for whom our contribution from the proceeds of the concert can be meaningful. And Foster Pet Outreach is actually an organization which assists. You can think Humane Society, but they are assisting in finding the right home for pets which need homes. And we all know that you make that right connection and great things happen, in both for the pet but for the household as well. So that's Foster Pet Outreach.
And that's an organization that I'm sure has some resonance for you. I know that you are a very devoted dog owner.
That's right. Admirer of dogs, yes. Scottish Terriers are our breed, actually.
We've been talking with David Commande about the Heartland Festival Orchestra's upcoming concert, New Year's Greeting, Dancing and Romancing. It's tomorrow night at 7:30 at Five Points, Washington. David, thank you again.
Thanks so much.
And Nathan, the Heritage Ensemble presents Too Hot to Handle, The Gospel Messiah, tomorrow night at 7:30 at the ICC Performing Arts Center. The piece will be performed in conjunction with the annual celebration of Dr. Martin Luther King's birthday, and it promises to be a more lively, spirited interpretation of Handel's original score.
And the Apollo Theater in downtown Peoria is presenting the classic film The Last Time I Saw Paris tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. It stars Elizabeth Taylor with Walter Pidgeon and Donna Reed in supporting roles. I had forgotten that this film is loosely based on one of the really great short stories by F. Scott Fitzgerald. So that's tomorrow night at 6.
Out and About is a production of Peoria Public Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers.
You can learn more about Peoria Public Radio when you go to our website, peoriapublicradio.org. I'm Nathan Irwin. This is Out and About.